This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. The man was correct, as my name is Pedro Fernandez, often imitated but hardly duplicated now, 35 plus years now, your undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio era. Speaking of heavyweight champions, I got a bunch of them today, baby. I'm talking about Larry Merchant, the Godfather of B, of course, talking about Canelo Alvarez and Danny Jacobs. Not an eventful 12 rounds, but basically, you know, Canelo had a dog on a leash and he walked him around for a while, and for the most part, he won 8 or 9 rounds at the end of the night. It was a good payday for Canelo Alvarez, and it probably went according to what many of the experts said. As for Mr. Jacobs, what can I say? He didn't fight hard enough. You got to fight harder. If you're going after somebody, especially somebody that's, you know, better than you, you've got to make commitments. You've got to make gambles, and that's what differs the good fighters from the great fighters. Mr. Jacobs is not a great fighter. He's a good fighter. A great fighter would have tried to adapt, would have tried to change, would have tried to have done something different in order to come away with a victory. That wasn't in Jane Jacobs' MO. Straight up, we have open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no commitment text line. Man, some lady sent me a hot picture on this one, but I don't need the hot pictures. You can send me a text. Straight up, 415-275-1613. That's right. One of the studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Lots of things to talk about in the world of MMA and boxing. Of course, we'll hear from Tommy Chong, and we'll have a tribute to the great Roy Jones Jr., 1988 Olympic silver medalist. Man, Ray Leonard almost signed him for $1 million after the Olympic trials. We'll talk about that in depth with a tribute to Roy Jones Jr. tonight. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius, XM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211, and about 1,000 other platforms. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk, and you know it.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is hour number one of two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We take it to Las Vegas, Sin City, baby, and bring in Johnny Sid, talking about Johnny Cinderella. And John, 12 rounds of boxing last night. No controversy at the end of those 12 rounds.
I agree. You know, pretty uneventful. You know, Canelo, for the most part, started off really good, showing good movement, you know, upper body movement in particular, landed a nice jab, some body attack, things that we're familiar seeing from him lately. But I tell you what, down the stretch, Canelo looked like he was gassing to me, running out of some gas. And for Danny Jacobs to be backed up all night long and seeing a guy that eventually down the stretch in Canelo that was gassing, to not use his size advantage in those opportunities, those moments where towards the end of the fight it seemed like Canelo was fading, Danny Jacobs, what was the game plan last night, and how come you did not use your physicality against a seemingly smaller man? So, I mean, at the end of the day, not a great main event. The undercard, although on paper didn't look great, fleshed out to be a lot of fun. Virgil Ortiz, I felt, stole the show with a knockout over Mauricio Herrera, who's never been stopped before at 147 pounds.
Danny Jacobs just isn't as brave as the people from Brooklyn would like him to believe. You know what I'm talking about?
I got to give him all the street cred in the world for beating cancer. You know, the doctors told him he'd never walk again. To walk into that ring last night must have been one hell of an accomplishment for him. All the accolades in the world. Boxing now, talking boxing here. I got to say, man, he didn't show up last night, really. I mean, he landed one good punch on Canelo, and Canelo just ate it. What a chin on Canelo, by the way. But that's the whole thing. It was uneventful. There really wasn't a moment in that fight where you felt like you were watching something that was, like, definitive or something that was exciting and something was landing that was crucial.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is there isn't one part of this fight that will end up on any highlight reel.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, Canelo dodging a bunch of punches, I mean, he looked like a Jedi out there in the early stages, but that's what I'm saying is that he uses a lot of energy in dodging those punches, and I think it gasses him down the stretch.
But it didn't cost him on the scorecards. Of course, the winner of unanimous not across the board, and Danny Jacobs loses for the third time. Jacobs fought sporadically, and when I say sporadically, I mean real sporadically. At the end of the night, though, you know, it probably went as most people thought. It was a 4.5-1 fight as far as the odds were concerned. If you wanted to bet on Canelo, you had to put up 450 to win 100. That's a lot of money. And the other way around, think about this. Ali and Sonny Liston the first time was only a 5-1 fight. So this being a 4.5-1 fight sort of signifies the difference, at least the odds makers had on this fight. Now, who stole the show? Who did you say? Mr. Ortiz stole the show on the undercard?
Virgil Ortiz, who's now 13-0 with 13 knockouts, took out Mauricio Herrera at 147 pounds. We know Besto Herrera for giving Danny Garcia hell and a lot of other fighters fit. The guy in eight losses in Herrera has never been stopped. Ortiz got it done in three rounds. And I tell you what, on ESPN in California, Arthur Beterbiev, another guy that is 14-0 with 14 KOs, perfect with one heck of a knockout streak, just like the aforementioned Virgil Ortiz, took out Rowdy Kalachisek in five rounds at 175 pounds over in California. I tell you what, outside of the main event on DAZN last night, all my boxing was highly entertaining for me. Everybody got knocked the F out.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, where of course, the prospects that have been coming up on the tube of late, Teofimo Lopez, Regis Progus, and the young man last night, Mr. Ortiz. This is good for boxing. Boxing's headed in a good direction right now.
Oh, I agree. Well, we saw with Progre last week, you know, and other guys that are out there, as you mentioned, Teofimo Lopez.
Yikes.
We got Usyk coming to heavyweight. Pedro, boxing is fire right now. And we got a nice schedule forthcoming. We got Miguel Burchell and Francisco Vargas in a rematch next week. Don't forget Manny Navarrete versus Isaac Dogbay Part 2 from the slaughter that Navarrete put on Dogbay last year. You know, and just looking ahead, we got Inoue coming up. Man, this is a great time to be a boxing fan.
I won't say there's somebody really connected in boxing and Isaac Dogbo is one of their favorite fighters, and they were like crying in the fact he lost and this and that. And they're really, as I said, they're really connected in boxing. We think he's going to do real well in the rematch. Well, he couldn't do much worse. He couldn't do much worse in the rematch he did the first time around. Basically, that young man came to fight, took him to school, did some showboating on him, put a little Mexican Pernell Whitaker on him at times.
Yes, he did. I tell you what, man, like Isaac Dogbo, he's a gentleman. I could see why someone would be heartbroken. He's a class act. And like you said right there, Navarrete came in to win that fight. I got to ask everyone this. Is Dogbay coming back for this rematch too soon? Guys, that was a violent beating, you know. And for to have him follow up his next fight in a sequel to that violent beating that Navarrete put on him. If I'm Navarrete, who barely took off a round in that last fight, boy, I'm coming in super confident this time going around.
Well, you know, sort of harkens back maybe to not as devastating a beating, but Castillo and Diego Corrales, of course, them rushing Ooh. Diego back into that ring like 8 weeks, 9 weeks later into a training camp after the beating and, of course, fighting 3 months later. Straight up, Johnny Sig returns in hour number two. Johnny, we'll talk real soon. We go from Las Vegas to Santa Monica, California, where the sun's always shining for my friend. Of course, talking about the great Larry Merchant. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, Pedro.
Okay.
Watched the fight last night. Been musing about it, reading about it, etc. What's your take?
Yeah, it is. It was what it was. I mean, and if you looked at the odds, was 4.5 to 1. And when you range upsets in boxing history, I mean, I think that Sonny Liston was only a 5-to-1 favorite over Cassius Clay. Then the Cassius Clay in the first fight. So the odds were pretty long. It sort of went. I guess it sort of. I mean, Canelo won. I mean, that's what that was expected to be. This was his first fight, an 11-fight deal with DAZN, totaling $375 million. And Danny Jacobs was a bigger man last night. But here's what I thought. I thought if he really wanted it, he would have went after it. And great fighters gamble and go for it. He never went for it.
Well, it's hard to. Change a leopard's spot, as they used to say. He achieved his stature in boxing by being a very big middleweight and a very good boxer. We saw that against Golovkin when he surprised everybody by how well he fought. So coming into this fight, I think the odds were high in part. Maybe in large part because there were going to be so many Canelo fans in Las Vegas. They dominated the live attendance, and that means the odds were driven up. The odds probably should have been 2.5 or 3 to 1. But given all that, the fight went almost exactly as most experts I have read and heard thought it would go. Neither one is the type that's going to take high risks. But I think we saw Canelo against a box, a bigger man, and a good boxer, showing that his quickness and his discipline, his ability to take a punch when a few of them landed, make him the number one middleweight in the world.
Without a doubt, and props to him for that. But how can I put this? At the end of the day, though, like Ray Leonard said, you know, it's the good guys gamble to become great. He didn't want to gamble last night. I mean, that way he was in front of his Brooklyn people. I mean, he was New York City. History was there to be set. And I just don't think he brought forth the effort. I know you can't change a leopard's stripes, but or a leopard's dots and a tiger's stripes. But, you know, I guess my pride keeps coming into this. You hear what I'm saying, Godfather?
I agree with you. I think his corner wanted to keep him from taking big risks, because Canelo had shown during the fight that he was quicker, that inside his hands were stronger, and they didn't want him to take that kind of risk. They thought it was a closer fight than it was, and it came out to be a pretty close fight on the scorecards. So, you know, so be it. They're all of one mind. I thought that, you know, from the beginning, I thought Canelo was a little too quick for the bigger, maybe stronger guy. I wasn't disappointed in Canelo's performance at all. He's just confirmed who he is. I thought the fight was basically about a eight to four rounds fight. Maybe the judges bent over backwards to be kind to Jacob, so they shouldn't be accused of favoring Canelo anymore.
I had it 8-4, and that wasn't a difficult 8-4. Some people thought the kid that stole the show was this prospect, Virgil Ortiz. And I say Virgil with an E, V-E-R-G-I-L, Ortiz, 13-0, 13 kills. We'll talk about that after the break. The Godfather, Larry Merchant's house, folks. We're blessed with the Hall of Famer. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or that guilt-free, no commitment text line. The text number, studio text line, 415-275-1613. Studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
You're tough enough to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Baby, 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 I got the feeling, baby.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well that he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punch good.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
27 minutes past hour. Remember what my mother said, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. I'm looking at the clock here. In fact, a couple of texts coming in here. Larry Merchant, of course, on the line from Southern California. And Larry, somebody said to me, run the HBO numbers by him. Okay, I'm going to run the HBO numbers by you. According to stats, HBO televised 1,111 bouts. Wow. 23 featured Barnard Hopkins, 17 featured Mike Tyson, 24 featured Manny Pacquiao, 27 featured Floyd Mayweather. Wow, a lot of stars there. But then Mayweather wasn't there at the end. When did Mayweather jump from HBO, Larry? About 2006, 2005?
Well, I think it happened for the Pacquiao fight. About, I was relieved, actually, that Mayweather signed a deal to fight Pacquiao. I guess it was on Showtime. About several months after I retired, so that nobody could blame me for him jumping ship to, to Showtime.
Of course, you had a tumultuous relationship with Mr. Mayweather. Is that a nice way to put it?
I think it's fair, but I think a lot of journalists did. We just didn't see it all on television, mainly because they often questioned his a brilliant selection of opponents. He didn't like that. But it worked out all right for him. He enjoyed helped to define and use his status as a villain to make enormous amounts of money.
Yeah. In one of his early fights, I'll never forget, he said at a press conference, he said to me, you know, this guy's the greatest writer of all time. He used to write for Flash and Boxing Update magazine. Pedro, the greatest writer of all time. Then about 20 minutes later, I asked him a pointed question. He goes, man, you don't know spit about boxing. And he didn't say spit. He said spit with an H. So that's the way Mayweather turns on you.
Well, he's very smart about the ways of boxing. I think he was a really outstanding lightweight, one of the best. And when he moved up in weight, He decided he was going to fight as many risk-free fights as he could and in a risk-free style as he could. And he did his fighting with his mouth and his personality and his character.
Good point. Larry, I mentioned before the break this Virgil Ortiz Jr., now 13-0, 13 wax. It looks like he's fighting at welterweight. Of course, a couple weeks ago we had Teofimo Lopez, and last week Regis Progress. Boxing's headed in the right direction. You got three colorful guys. I mean, three Camacho-like personalities, maybe. Not Camacho without the cocaine.
Well, look, boxing is in a healthy place right now with the new platforms and with welterweight, middleweight, and heavyweight divisions. Having so many prize fighters we want to see. Hopefully we'll see them, and more hopefully we'll see them fight each other.
You know, Danny Jacobs weighed, 173 pounds at the after the weigh-in. Evidently, he had to weigh like under 170 pounds, so they charged him $750,000. Do you think we should be measuring people after weigh-ins, or should we just say that's it? In other words, there should be a cutoff point where you just say enough is enough. We're getting a little too technical here.
Actually, I like it, and I like it for this reason. You know, fighters like Jacobs use that as an advantage in the ring, and if they can't make weight honestly, then they should be moving up a division, which, incidentally, his promoter, Eddie Hearn, suggested after the fight. He certainly is as big as any super middleweight we've seen, and he would make good fights at that weight.
But
like everybody else from the welterweight division up to the light heavyweight division, they want to fight the greatest box office attraction, and there is. He still made roughly $10 million.
Wow.
Hopkins for the fight last night.
Not Hopkins, yeah, okay.
If he takes care
Jacobs.
Of it, that'll take care of him. And that's where everybody else is aiming to go and making their matches, hoping to get there and so on and so forth. So I'm interested to see how that plays out in Canelo's next fight.
You know, but if Jacobs is lacking grit and muscle and determination and will at 160, what's 168 going to be? I mean, those are bigger guys. It's going to be even more cautious and a little bit more less entertaining. Let's switch gears just for a second.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Gennady Golovkin has named Jonathan Banks as his trainer. I think Jonathan Banks had a couple of guys. Jonathan Banks was probably one of the last fighters, I think, that from the Kronk gym that Emmanuel Stewart trained. We talked about this blaming trainers before. That's what you sort of do. You have to blame a trainer and you move on, correct?
I don't know in Golovkin's case. Of course, he's had three fights in a row, the one with Jacobs and two with Canelo, where he wasn't dominant the way he had been in his previous 30 or 40 fights, and especially his previous 20, which were all knockouts. I don't know if it's aimed maybe to help him be a little bit more aggressive. We have to remember that he backed off of Canelo also. Canelo must be doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he thinks psychologically as well as physically, a change can do him some good. We've seen this movie before any number of times. But also I've read that it has to do with money. And frequently the more money fighters make, the more they regret all the money they're giving to people around them. And this may be one of those cases where he saved himself $500,000 or so.
You know, save himself, if it's all about the money, then more power to him. I mean, that's a financial decision. But, you know, he's trying to say that he needs a new team. He needs a new direction. But at his age, and Godfather, the guy had like, I think, 300 amateur fights. It's about time to stick a fork in him. You know what I'm trying to say? So when he got old in the last couple of fights, like the Jacobs fight, he started to look a little aged and things like that. The writing was on the wall. Last night was his crescendo, his zenith, and there's a good chance. I know he won't go out right now, but that's going to be it for Danny Jacobs, I think. I don't think Danny Jacobs is going to be starring in too many more bouts.
I would say the chances are you're right. It depends on who he fights. I don't know if there's any other pay-per-view fights, although I think he may have a deal with DAZN.
He does have a deal.
So he'll be in some, he can make some good money if he's still highly motivated to fight the guys out there. And there are a number of British fighters in the super middleweight division, I believe. And that can be a money-making proposition because British fans buy a lot of pay-per-view and so on. So he had his big shot. He lost. He's 32 years old. He's made enough money to retire on, presumably. It will be interesting to see what he does moving ahead.
Good point. Godfather, say hello to the godmother. Have a great Sunday. I love you. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Pedro. Thanks.
The great Larry Merchant on Sports Byline.
See, you got to have a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Look here.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talk about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below the waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code RING. Again, use promo code RING at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The great one, of course, the wire-haired wonder himself, Don King, talking about health care, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, call which one, but his buddy Donald Trump. I mean, Donald King has got his butt up so far, his head up so far up Donald Trump's butt, he can see his colon. It's terrible. I talked to him on the phone. All he wants to talk about is Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. I said, Don, conversation's getting boring. Bottom line is, let's switch from Don King to one of the ring greats. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. 66 wins, 9 losses, stopped 5 times, 47 KOs. I'm talking about Roy Jones Jr., of course, out of Pensacola, Florida. Wow. Was he the hot guy in the 1988 Olympics? Of course, he won the silver medal. But going in, I told you how Ray Leonard had $1 million in a courier, was ready to bring Ray $1 million for him to sign Roy Jones Jr. in Concord, California, at the site of the Olympic trials in 1988. Something spooked Roy or spooked Ray. It didn't happen. Ray said it was Roy's chin. Of course, Roy didn't get his chin tested for a long time, and then he was knocked out eventually. And, of course, his chin didn't turn out to be all that well, but it was his reflexes that kept him out of the way of those punches, of course, that did him so much success. But 66-9, 47 KOs, Roy Jones Jr. This is our tribute to the great Roy Jones.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eyes. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there.
Nobody tells him like it was, of course, like Earthquake. That was an HBO special talking about Roy Jones Jr. But Roy, of course, retired last year in February of 2018. Says he's called it finally a career. But, you know, if ever there was a guy that sort of made a lot of mistakes, I mean, he just did. He made a lot of errors. Yeah, he was a great fighter, had a great record. I mean, won championships in many divisions. But the mistakes that he made was like when he was middleweight champion, when he was light heavyweight title holder, Dariusz Meszelewski was the WBO title holder. He had all kinds of records over there in Europe and Poland and things like that. And he was selling like 40,000 tickets, okay? And Roy wasn't selling tickets for nothing. Roy wasn't a big ticket seller. Roy could sell tickets maybe at home, 8,000 to 10,000 seats, maybe. For the most part, Roy wasn't a big draw. Roy was a television draw. Roy wasn't a live draw. And of course, his knockouts of Virgil Hill with the body shot. I was there in that first row. Wow, what a knockout that was on the Foreman-Stewart undercard back in the 80s. I mean, wow, he's just a spectacular athlete, no doubt about it. But Roy Jones Jr. should have known when to walk away, man. He just wouldn't walk away. Classic example of a guy that just doesn't want to give it up. Now, who's my guy that doesn't want to give it up right now? Talking about Luis Ortiz. I'm talking about the United Heavyweight, man. This guy won't walk away. Had a steroid bust, not once but twice, I think, but thrice. But he's been popped for steroids. He wants to come back. He says that, you know, he's 38, 39 years old, according to his birth certificate. But I got to tell you, all the guys from Cuba that I've came in contact with either drank or lied, one or the other. So if he doesn't lie, he drinks. I'm sorry to put it to you like that, but it sounds like a stereotype. But I was working with these guys down in Florida, and Dio Belius Hurtado was one of them. Of course, he challenged Kasia Du for the World Junior Welterweight Championship. But I was working with this team, and I went down, and I was their running coach, and I was had to get them up in the morning and get the van going and, you know, take them and watch the run. And the trainer, maybe a trainer would come along once in a while, but for the most part, it was me and them running. Well, I used to smell booze on these guys. And, you know, booze on fighters isn't cool, especially like at 5 o'clock in the morning. Man, why am I smelling alcohol on you like it's coming out of your pores at 5 in the morning? Of course, Dio Belli's had a little bit of a drinking issue, and that came to light. Of course, that probably had a lot to do with his not making it as far as the championship level was concerned. But then again, he was taking on Kasia Du, a guy that's very underrated, 140 pounds as far as all-time greats are concerned. In fact, 140 pounds, somebody asked me the other day, who was the best fighter ever at 140? He didn't fight at 140. His name was Roberto Duran. He didn't fight at 140. He just skipped from 135 to 147. And why did Duran do that? Because at 140, the WBA had their own little champion down there in South America, and they didn't want him getting drilled. And of course, Roberto Duran was such a monster that they made a deal with him: "Pooh, you go to 147, please." And then Duran went to 147, of course, and he fought not for the WBA title but the WBC title against, of course, Sugar Ray Leonard, June 20th, 1980, the Brawl of Montreal, 15-round fight. If you ever want to watch a fight on YouTube, this is probably the one you want to dig up. This is one that's just two absolute champions at their peak, back and forth, not wanting to give an inch either way, but two guys just going toe-to-toe, and for the most part, Duran outboxed him. And that's funny, outboxing Sugar Ray Leonard. That's right, this little guy, and when I say little guy, he's a lightweight. He's a guy that started out at 122 pounds. Ray Leonard started out at 147 pounds, of course, having fought at 139 pounds in the Olympics. People don't know that. Ray was a junior welterweight in the Olympics, and I was a junior welterweight in the Golden Gloves. And I got news for you. Man, Ray Leonard would kill me. I mean, good Lord, to even think we box in the same weight class is scary. It's just absolutely frightening. But, of course, the guy in my era, my year in 1984, was Jerry Page. And I was a little bit surprised that he won the gold medal. I thought that Zach Padilla was the best junior welterweight at the time. He went on to win the IBF or WBO junior welterweight title as a pro. He retired from an injury, but Zach was the man. And I saw Zach in a film, and I'm not afraid to say this, but I ran from Zach. I mean, Zach, if you put me and Zach in a ring, I might not walk out. And I'm serious. I mean, not vertically, maybe horizontally. You carry me. This is how tough this guy was. We watched some films of him. Back in the days when you had VHS films, maybe betas. Anyway. Why? I didn't think it was Abe Betas. So we're watching films of this guy, and he's throwing like 120, 130 punches around. Okay, and he's throwing hard shots. And there's nothing that's dissuading him. I mean, he's a diamond belt champion. I mean, he's a real deal, man. So they want me to fight him, I think, in Southern California. No, in Central California, some tournament. And about a week before the tournament, I said to myself, after looking at the films, I can't beat this guy. Why step into a tournament that you can't win? I mean, it wasn't like I may have been in that position when I tried to ascend to the Olympic level in 1984 and ended up finishing number 13. But I lost the decision to a guy that was in the top 10, Vincent Webb, no doubt about that. Vince was tough. Vince brought it from St. Louis, Missouri. I remember when I went to St. Louis, I saw Vince, and of course that was the site of the Zab Judah. Who was the Zab Judah and, Corey Spinks. Corey Spinks losing that day. Of course, Corey Spinks defending his title at home. Leon Spinks was there, his father. Of course, Neon Leon Spinks, the man that beat Muhammad Ali for the heavyweight championship. Big upset there, of course. But I think that Ali was in not the best condition in the world. He was old at the time. And, of course, that sort of went according to scripture, I thought. Of course, Ali came back in the rematch and handily beat an unprepared Neon Leon Spinks. But Leon Spinks, I thought his highlight to me, as far as boxing was concerned, was when Larry Holmes decided he was going to destroy him. Larry Holmes gave him a look that was the most intimidating looks I've ever seen in my life, as far as anybody laying down on anybody else. Like, man, I'm about to steal your soul. And Larry went out there and knocked him out, I think, in less than one round. But how about the other time that Leon got rolled and he was in a hotel room somewhere and they found his teeth? And they found his teeth somewhere, and they found his ID somewhere else in two different hotel rooms in the same hotel. And there was like room 14 were his teeth, and room 18 was his wallet. So how he got into two different hotel rooms, nobody really knows. But that was Neon Leon Spinks. And, of course, the best of the Spinks brothers, I thought, was Michael. No doubt about it. In fact, the best of the Spinks family, no doubt about that. First generation. I mean, he was a Olympic gold medalist in 1976, went on to become the light heavyweight champion of the world. And, of course, there was the undisputed light heavyweight guy at 175 pounds, got on some weights, went with Mackie Shillstone, lifted some weights, ended up doing some vitamins, that kind of stuff, moved up to heavyweight, ended up beating Larry Holmes. A very, very close decision. I thought that Larry might have pulled out a draw or a close decision there. Could have won either way, but Michael Spinks won that night, and, as far as the official scorecards were concerned. And I think that was one of the nights where the boxing establishment sort of stepped in and said, no, you don't. And I think Larry was just talking too much smack. Larry was too much of a free agent. In fact, Larry sort of set the tone for the establishment drilling him and taking that championship away from him, according to, in his mind. After the fight, when he said that, Rocky Marciano couldn't carry his jockstrap. Of course, Marciano retired 49-0, the world heavyweight champion, the only heavyweight title holder to ever retire undefeated. Of course, never beaten in the ring. Give him some props, but you know, his average age of his opponents was 34.6 years, 34 and a half years old. Those is the average age. Because if you're the heavyweight champion defending against 35-year-old guys, maybe you're not fighting the best opposition. Okay, and a lot of those guys that you know Marciano fought were, you know, either fair or middling. They weren't the greatest rolling the stars. I can go on and on. Bottom line is Marciano never really impressed me. In fact, I thought that the most impressive thing about Marciano was the fact that he buried $5 million in cash. He buried $5 million in cash somewhere. They think it was in Florida. He buried $5 million in cash. Cuddy's been looking for this $5 million for years, okay? But no, he buried $5 million in cash, and then he died. And nobody knows where the $5 million is. In other words, the Marcianos went all over the country, different spots, with a shovel, and they've been digging here and digging there, but they ain't digging it because they're not finding the money. $5 million. $5 million. This was a guy that was so cheap that everywhere he went, oh, am I going to get on a Rocky Marciano ran here? Okay, I will. Anyway, this was a guy that was so cheap that everywhere he went, he wanted a free ride. In fact, that's how he died, taking a free ride. This is what happened. He had like a Pan Am ticket. I think it was Pan Am, yeah. He had a Pan Am ticket, and he cashed a Pan Am ticket in place of riding on the back of some freighter, some cargo plane. And the cargo plane crashed, and he was dead. I mean, come on, man. You gotta be really a cheap, cheap fool to die that way. But that's the way he went out. I'm gonna say he brought it on himself. You are tuned to Ring Talk, hour number one of two, of course, today on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, of course, the American Forces Network. I can keep going and going and going, but I've got to tell you, we're also on Stitcher.com and TuneIn.com. So there's all kinds of outlets to listen to Ring Talk live worldwide. Of course, Johnny Signorello's got the Ring Talk Worldwide page going at YouTube.com. So all kinds of different outlets. You can watch the show live and delayed. We've got some broadcasts as far as Twitch TV is concerned. I'm trying to put together these live broadcasts, but the live ones aren't going as well as I thought. My producers think otherwise. But we will go with the tape versions. In fact, we'll put them up on the web either tomorrow or the next day. Of course, I'm talking about Twitch.tv and the Sports Byline channel, Sports Byline USA. They are broadcasting most of our shows here live. In fact, I saw Ron Barr the other night. Ron Barr, rocking and rolling, the godfather of Sports Byline, rocking and rolling, baby. He was rocking and rolling on Twitch.tv. And, of course, Twitter, Mr. Tittle, Rick Tittle's got that down. Rick Tittle's the Twitch.tv star here, no doubt about that. Speaking of stars, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, where you're the star, folks. You can join us on the toll-free if you like, 1-800-878-7529, and I've got about 10 of these, so I'll go to them after the break. 10 texts. If you want to add to it, you can. I'll get to them all before the show's over, I promise. The text line, you can text the studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide to come. We'll talk MMA, and of course, we'll bring back Johnny Sig from Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered.
We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I was sitting in a coffee shop just minding my own affairs when all of a sudden this policeman caught me unawares. Is your name Pedro? I said, yeah, I guess so. He said, then come with me, because you're the man we've been looking for. I said, hey, man, I've been framed. And no, really, man, I was framed. I never do nothing wrong, man. But every time I get the plane, I've been framed. They put me in the lineup and let the bright lights shine. There was 10 poor dudes like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of somebody's evil plan. When this scroungy looking dude came up and said,
yeah, that's him, man.
Hey, wait a minute, man. I've been framed.
And we dedicate that to the Sergeant Sedenko of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Rick Tittle. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA. That's where we've got a four, you know, San Francisco, we have a 420 mentality for the most part. Everybody except Mr. Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle's like anti-420, so it's sort of like 411. And he basically can get his information 411, but 420, that's not Rick Tittle's thing. So we understand that. We respect Rick Tittle, but we still got to poke fun at him here and there. Now, the UFC rock and roll, of course, last night from Ottawa, Canada. Wow, man. Long card. Way too long. Get this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 fights went to a decision. Yikes. And it was only like 14 fights. So if you went 10 out of 14 fights went to a decision, that was a long night. What does that mean? That means the matchmakers either are doing too good of a job or they don't have the talent to work with to produce the type of fights that they need to. I mean, you can't say these are all type of work fights. I mean, I'll talk about it a little bit later in hour number two, but Donald Cerrone, the Cowboy, beat Al LaQuenta. That was a decision. Derek Brunson beat Elias Theriault. Of course, Shane Burgos beat Cub Swanson. Cub Swanson, a UFC favorite at featherweight, 145. Markel Devisho beat Brad Katona. Of course, that was by decision. The only knockout on the main card was heavyweight Walt Harris knocked out Sergey Spivak with a TKO. That was 50 seconds into round number one, knees and punches. And, of course, the other fight on the main card on ESPN Plus was a middleweight bout, 185. Andrew Sanchez taking on Mark Andre Barilot. He beat him by unanimous knockout across the board, 2 rounds to 1. So all these fights going to decisions. Not a great, great night for the UFC. And I think the UFC's in trouble. People keep telling me, man, why do you say that? It's a $4.2 billion entity. How can you say they're in trouble? I said they're in trouble because they don't have the talent. I mean, in order to have a $4.2 billion, you know, company, you're going to have, like, a lot of talent. I don't think they have it. And especially with the fact that they don't want to cultivate the talent. What I'm trying to tell you is there's no legacy building in the UFC. In other words, it's deathmatch after deathmatch after deathmatch after deathmatch. You're not afforded the opportunity to build a legacy because you just can't keep defying the odds. I mean, how many times can you get hit by a hammer in the face and prevail? Not all the time. Bottom line is UFC fighters, MMA fighters have short careers. They need to get paid more and more money. Hopefully that suit that's rocking and rolling in Las Vegas will prevail for them. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Scott Cuddy says hour number two still to come. Hour number two on Sports Byline of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, forthcoming after the news.